Our reading for Wednesday, April 22nd, is going to start in John chapter 21. John chapter 21, verse 1. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of the disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew that it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who had been reclining at the table close to him and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." So the saying spread abroad among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things and who has written these things, and we know that this testimony is true. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. So today's reading is concluding the book of John, and it's primarily in this chapter covering his appearance and this brief discussion with the disciples. You've got the disciples here going fishing, and remember that many of them were fishermen from the beginning. So Peter says, "I'm going fishing." The others say, "I'm going to go with you," but they weren't catching any fish. Just a personal note, I can relate. I can relate to going fishing and not catching anything. But in verse 5, we see they don't necessarily know that it's Jesus, but he asks them, "Do you have any fish?" And they answer, "No." He tells them to cast on the right side of the boat, and they will find fish. And the catch was so great that they're not able to even pull it in. And then the disciple whom Jesus loved, which you notice there at the very end of the chapter, that John reveals that that's him, the one whom Jesus loved. He's been referring to himself that way for quite a while. But it is him that says, "It is the Lord." And Peter puts on his outer garment because he had taken it off for working, and then threw himself into the sea. Even though they weren't that far out, he was not content to wait for the boat to make it to shore. So he leaves the other disciples to bring in the boat, dragging this net that is full of fish. I think that it's important to realize that it was Peter that wanted to go fishing, and yet he abandons the fish to come to Jesus. And sometimes we have to make those kinds of choices that we have to lay aside what our own hobbies or entertainment or desires might be in order to seek out the Lord. But that's just my own personal thought there. When we go into this, the other disciples are dragging the fish, and says that there was quite a lot of them, yet it does not break the net. He doesn't state it directly, but based on him mentioning that the net was not torn, I make an assumption that this was so many fish that normally it would have torn this, but because Jesus is intervening here, that it did not tear the net. So Jesus tells them, come and have breakfast. They know that it's Jesus whom they're talking to, and he takes the bread, gives it to them, and the fish. And, of course, verse 14 tells us this is the third time that he revealed himself to the disciples. Now, recognize that other gospel accounts do include some other situations where they have encountered Jesus after his resurrection that John does not include here. But here he has this discussion with Peter, asking him these three times, do you love me? I can imagine for Peter that this must have been a distressing conversation after his denial of Jesus three times, the rooster crowing and then him weeping bitterly about that. I don't know if Peter was thinking of this in terms of Jesus doubting him, but based on his reaction to his own denial, I think that was probably on his mind at this point when they have this discussion. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, feed my lambs. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, tend my sheep. Do you love me? Then he says, you know everything. You know that I love you. Feed my sheep. I realize that some people make quite a bit to do about original Greek and the words that are used there. I'm not going to go into that. I think that possibly we read a little bit more into that than might be there. But I wouldn't argue with anyone over it. I'm certainly not a Greek scholar, so I am careful not to try to go too far in those matters. But then verse 18, he tells him this prophecy, basically, that verse 19 John explains, saying this was to show what kind of death he was to glorify God. Now, the language in the way that Jesus explains this might be a little bit vague to us, but I think Peter understood what he was telling him. Now, tradition states that Peter was, of course, killed for the cause of Christ, and he was crucified upside down. He did not feel worthy to be put to death in the same way as Jesus, according to what historians have shared with us. So I think that fits with what verse 18 is, in that he was going to be bound. He was going to go where he did not want to go. He would be compelled to go. That is, he would be imprisoned to go there. And so verse 20, Peter sees John and asks about him. What about this man? And Jesus said, if it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. Jesus is really answering Peter to say, why are you worried about somebody else? You need to just take care of you. You need to do what's right for you. You need to be faithful. Follow me. And of course, verse 23, they misinterpreted this to say that he would not die, but John clarifies that that's not what he was saying. And tradition also tells us that John was not martyred. He was not killed for the cause of Christ. So, verse 25, he says there's lots more that Jesus did. And if he tried to write them all, he says the world could not contain the books that would be written. So, John was very selective about what he wrote down in his gospel account. And again, he had that particular motive in mind, so that you may believe. And I hope that as we've read through this, that your faith has grown. And if perhaps you've been listening to this and you were not already in a faithful relationship with Jesus Christ, then I hope that it has built some faith. And if I can help you in being obedient to the gospel, of course, I will certainly do that. But most of you that are listening, I think, are members of the church. Most of you are members here in Burnet. And so we started out on this in order to increase our faith and to continue to grow during this time of isolation. However, our isolation is not up. It's not done yet. I'm not sure when we're going to be able to meet together. I pray that it is soon. I really miss seeing all of you. And I ache that we're not able to gather together in the name of the Lord. But with that thought in mind, I've been thinking about where to go next for our daily reading. And I think the best thing to do will be just to go in straight into the book of Acts. So if you will come back for another daily reading tomorrow, we will start in Acts chapter 1. Please continue in prayer, and I ask that God be with us all.